from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there's a lot to like. He's a obviously we feel natural center, really good two-way game, very competitive. I mean, he's been playing with men for a year and a half in the Liga, which is not easy to do. Been a productive player and playing in the World Championships at that age. I mean, just a really likable player. We see a winning hockey player, someone that's going to play center for us and help us win hockey games. So that's someone that. You know, as we put our list together, we were pretty excited if we were going to be able to call his name.
Do you think how should it stand out that he, I mean, even just playing for the guy, he's really excelled 16 and 17. That's pretty unique.
Very unique, and that's something you don't see very often. And, you know, certainly his underage year and just the production at that age, like you said, is very unique. But there's just a lot to like. He's a very, very competitive player that's got a skill set that we think will translate really well to the National Hockey League. And like I said, I mean, you never know the timeline of when a player like this will be ready to play and help you. But when you have already the experience that he's gained through the men's league, through the World Championships, that certainly expedites things. So this is a really likable player.
With the pro experience, the strength, the two-way game, is he somebody that he'll at least have an opportunity in training camp? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I mean, go back 12 months ago, and we're open to these things. You always balance. We want to make sure we're putting a player in a position to succeed, but this is a player that we have really high expectations for, and we think is closer rather than further away.
You mentioned that league is a possibility to go back to the next city. What are the options for him? I mean, obviously NHL could be.
Yeah, I mean, he's a player that could be there. It could be in Buffalo, Rochester. Really, anything's on the table. So. Obviously, it's only been a little bit of time here since the draft, but was announced. Our pick was announced, but certainly something we'll get into right away with his agent and start that conversation. You know, we're always open to things. We want to hear what the player has to say and the agent in terms of what they feel is the best for their development. But this is a player we'd like to get over here as fast as possible. Yeah, I mean, well, we traded down. I'm going to try to explain this without giving away names. We felt there was potentially one player that we would be really, really nervous about if we moved out of 11, and that if he was there and we didn't have the chance to take him. So we had to weigh that. That player wasn't there, and then the next. Kind of as you get to 14, we believed, and Jerry Fortin's very, very good at this over the years, we believed that there was a group of players that would be available at 14, and we would take the one that was highest on our list, which, we had Costa inside our top 10, and that's a great thing. When I look back at the last few drafts, when we've had that situation, it's worked out well for us. So that was the strategy. Also knowing that you gain a second-round pick, which is another asset, we're not necessarily trying to accumulate picks. We're trying to get assets to be able to make trades or make our roster better or do whatever we can do to help our team now, which we'll continue to explore and do, I mean, as soon as I leave here. So, but that's part of the strategy too, not just that, not just the first round pick part, but the asset.
That board breaks the way it does.
Yeah, it got really really busy there for a stretch right before our pick. There was, I think, three or four calls within a minute there of where we could have traded down again. But we didn't feel that moving down made sense with Consta on the board. You know, that was the guy we wanted. So, you know, like I said before, we're always open to those things, but could, if it had fallen different, then maybe we would have done that, but that just didn't make sense with him available for us to take.
There was a lot of trading last year, a lot of no trades. There are a lot of trades this year, but they're all picks. Were you surprised there were no player moves in that run?
Not surprised, because we were aggressive, and there weren't trades that we could get other teams to agree to. And I think if I was to sum it up, I don't believe, unless something happened, you know, right at the end, that there was a trade this year in the first round that involved an NHL player. We were certainly aggressive. So that's just the way these things go. But that's why you still do the work and make sure you're prepared on the, you know, with your list. But we're going to do everything we can to make a roster better. That was what I was making clear to teams around the league. We were open to anything. But, yeah, just wasn't the way the draft fell this year. I'd say late in the day is the wrong word, because the draft was earlier. As we got closer, the afternoon went on. I thought we put together some really strong offers, and when that didn't end up happening, as we got into the draft here, I just thought, okay, it's a year that teams aren't going to be willing to move a pick, move a player, you know, for a pick or a package, that type of thing. So, yeah, I didn't know how it would affect other teams. I mean, I only know what we're trying to do and our opportunities. But, yeah, so I'd say probably mid-afternoon.
But some of those deals that you were trying to get off, do you feel like those are kind of dead at this point, or is it an option to do that?
I think there's things that are still going to continue into tonight, conversations. Some of them that we were having different conversations about involved picks that could have been happening tonight, whether it was our own or if we moved back and then we would use that pick to do something else, you know. So those go away. But we have other assets, and we have ongoing conversations right now that we'll keep working at. But it takes two to make a trade. Strong. I mean, I think that's a great thing, because it speaks to our prospect pool. Teams checking in. Are you willing to do this? And you know, if the right trade's there, we're gonna make it to make our team better, including our prospects. And I've made every team aware of that. You know, some of the conversations or people asking about our prospects has been a little bit more focused on maybe the prospect they have or a draft pick, and that's really not what we're focused on doing. We really like our prospect group, but we want to make our team better. So if we're going to move a prospect, especially a top prospect, it's with the goal of us improving our roster right now, and that just hasn't been available yet.
You adding Consta changed the view of maybe some of those prospects at the top when it comes to maybe discussing some of these?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's a little bit of what I've talked about the last week. You know, you build a pipeline, and it's great to have a lot of prospects, and we believe in these guys, but you're also always balancing how do you make your team better, and I'm absolutely opening to moving a prospect or two or however it would work if we think it's the right decision to help our roster. And we've made those a push to do that. It just, you know, it hasn't been willingness the other side to agree to it.
You played with Ole Jokinen in Florida. How much of a resource was he as you guys were debating Consta and really got to this point?
Yeah, I know Ole well from we were teammates. You know, me personally, I didn't spend, you know, much time talking to him, but our guys did. He was, you know, really, really spoke highly of Konstan, just his belief in him and the path he's on, and just so much due diligence goes into these players before you make your pick, and everything came back just high character, well-liked by teammates, coaches love him, work ethic, so all the stuff that we look for. So, you know, it's an exciting player to add into our organization. There's some similarities for sure. I think he's a little stronger and just maybe more physically prepared that you'll notice probably in a few days at development camp than where Noah was when we first drafted him. You know, Noah's still growing and getting stronger, but this isn't a fully developed player for sure, but this is a guy you don't play in the men's league in Finland at, you know, 16 or whatever he was for the last year and a half without being able to be, you know, handle yourself. So I'd say that's, but there's some similarities in the game for sure. And I like the fact, I mean, he is to me a true center. There's sometimes where you draft guys and they playing center, but maybe their tendencies, you're not 100% sold they're a center. We believe 100% he's a centerman and will be in the National Hockey League. Other than a sore neck right now, awesome. I mean, really, really impressive place. I can actually, right outside my hotel room, see it lighting up all day. So I was kind of anticipating what it would be like to walk inside. But really cool. Neat that the NHL did this. I think it's great for us. I mean, it was a little hard to see standing up there, but it looked like it was completely full too, which is awesome. But I guess this is the last one like this, so they're going out in style. I love this, for the record. I think the draft's amazing, everybody together. But, yeah, Brandon Bean believes the other way is pretty good, too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.